Morning Audio Boo. Excuse me. I think I might call this day, and maybe it will go down in history, as the day the world officially lost the plot. As Donald Trump is about to, well, not become president, because that's not yet, but win presidency of the United States. Oh my God. Niall, come. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a bad throat. And as befits the day, I'm walking into torrential rain, which it's been all night. Phone inside my dressing gown. Poor Roland's got to go to work in this. Connor's got to probably drive in this. It'll be stopped hopefully by the time Obi goes. It's not good, is it, Niall? It's not good. It isn't. Get in quick. Oh my goodness. That's one wet day. Toof Toof didn't come down yet. Oh my goodness me. What a morning. I've actually slept. But I don't put Do Not Disturb on at night. So I was getting BBC and I24 news bulletins every so often. It's better that way. At least I didn't wake up to it. I kind of knew. I've got a teas made, and I usually get my teas made ready before I go to dialysis, because obviously I went to dialysis yesterday evening. But my dishwasher was on. I didn't go out and leave it on when there was someone here, so, but I didn't do it, so I've got to come down and make my tea this morning. And I'm going to make Ronan. He's going to be very upset about the news, so I'm going to make Ronan some coffee. Make him coffee, new tea, and put us some croissants in the oven. Dear me. It isn't a good day. So far. He doesn't appear to have any croissants, so you have to have one of mine. Oh, that's strange. Goodness gracious, only me. Anyway, Obi's asleep. He knows the news and he doesn't want to wake up yet. Something awful, actually, which did come through on my BBC thing. A tram was overturned in Croydon, trapping 40 people in injuring 5, which is pretty serious, and I told him that, and he said he doesn't want to wake up. Hear these things first thing in the morning. He doesn't want to hear about Trump, and he doesn't want to hear anything bad. So I thought, well, I've heard it now, so I'll come down and get on with the day. I hope that wasn't too loud. The kettle away from it. Let's move it away from the cooker. Now, Ronan has somewhere. Some of these instant lattes, which actually I can drink. I'm not supposed to drink coffee. No filter or Tassimo or anything like that, but I can drink one of these once in a while. Although, strictly speaking, I probably shouldn't because I'm not supposed to drink powdered milk. But I'm not having one this morning anyway. I shall have one on Friday. I've got a friend coming to see me. And it will be a bit of a special occasion. Right. Milk for me. Actually, I'm not going to make his just yet. I'll wait till the croissants have I always put my milk in the tea first. And Ronan always asks me why, and I say, well, because I've got more control of how much goes in. And I don't put my fingers in it, but I can hear better than if I put it into a full cup, you know, being totally blind. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but it does to me. So, there we go. Sometimes if I'm using the little the milk pots which I have for my teas made, sometimes I put them in last because they're already measured out. So my dialysis arm is quite painful this morning. I'm going to take the dressings off in a minute. I had a couple of very unpleasant sessions of dialysis last Thursday and Saturday. I wasn't looking forward to it yesterday, but it went okay, thankfully. Apart from the fact they had to turn the pump down on the machine because something happened with it last week. My fistula, it what they call blue, and that means that if the needle moves, instead of being in the vein, it goes into the muscle, it bleeds into the because the needle's basically carrying your blood back in or out. And so if it goes into the muscle, it bleeds into the muscle and you get some horrific bruises. And this is what I did get. It really wasn't very nice. So now it's very painful. Okay. It's getting better. So the next time, I was in so much pain with my arm. Oh, it was agony from the shoulder to my hand. I was in tears. It made me feel sick. And then my blood pressure, Niall, decided to drop as only mine can. Well, no, not really, but sit. He did a spectacular dive so that the top, which I can never remember, I think that's a systolic, was 64 or something. The diastolic was 38. And yes, I did cause a little bit of not panic but concern. I carried on with the dialysis because I had to, but they did actually stop taking fluid from me, the excess fluid. They said, it's impossible. Hello? Pinky. Pinky? Or is it two of two? Oh, it's Pinky. Good morning, Pinky. How are you? Yeah, they said it's impossible to take fluid from someone when they've got a consistent, because it happened about three or four times, a consistent blood pressure in the line of 60. Oh dear. It's really horrible actually. I just feel so, you kind of feel, start to feel out of it. And in the end they had to lay me right down. And I fell asleep. When I lay down, the blood pressure started to go up. And, oh, of course, I have to give me saline. So they not only stop taking fluid from me, they have to give me a load of fluid. They gave me like a pint of fluid back and saline. So it wasn't nice. It was really unpleasant, actually. So I wasn't looking forward to it yesterday, but I actually didn't take two of my blood pressure medications the night before. I'm on three. Because bear in mind, this is what's killed my kidneys, high blood pressure. So, and it runs in my family. So, but no one seems to have done as much damage as mine has, so that's a bit unfortunate, but very careful lifting this kettle because of the fissure. It's not too heavy today. I think this is a caramel latte. Sound like my dad now. If you stir it properly, you don't get lumps, and when you get to the bottom there is like froth, which is actually quite nice. I'm not very keen on the caramel one, but I'm just going to take it up to him and I'll come back and get the cross on. But give it another bit of stir actually. I do like the coconut one. These are Nescafe sachets. With this, and I'll be back. Right. I could take it home, I suppose, but I've left it there now. Folks, that's that. Just gonna make my dinner to pour my tea. I wish Tooftooth had come down so I can feed him and then I'm going back to bed. I've got to go to the vets for 11:15. I'm not gonna stay in bed all that time, but it's only about 7:45 or something. There's no reason why I need to get up yet. Well, I've got up. I mean, there's no reason why I have to stay up. Oh, dear. Trumpy Trump, you idiot. What has the world done to deserve you?
this weather's like now. Oh, it's just as bad. It's a washout. It's a total, total washout. Yeah, you'll have to wait a minute and I'll feed you in a minute. You won't want to go out in this weather. Well, I will let them out later, but I don't suppose they'll go out and just sit there.
Well, they'll put their nose out the door and look. Come straight back in.
They should be done now. Well, here we are. Hope you all have a lovely day. Oh, let me see. Is it raining in my cupboard? A bit. That's not really, really, really heavy, but it is heavy. Because it comes down the gutter inside my cupboard.